Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story Podcast, brought to you from the home of SVI Media. I am your host, Travis Osman.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are...
Why Your Story.
Good afternoon, Star Valley.
I love that the sun is coming through the windows and it's snowing.
Yeah. So, like, 2 days ago, like, I finally think I saw blue sky for like the first time in like 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, there is a blue sky up there somewhere. You see it when you're on like on an airplane.
Yes.
Coming in to land, you know, but you don't see that.
I know. I'm okay with all this, the snow. It's just, I need some sunshine on my shoulders.
Some
it makes me happy.
Vitamin D.
For sure. Yesterday I went to Evanston in the morning and the roads were ugh. And, you know, it was so bad that my car was like shaking by the time I get to Evanston because of all the stuff underneath.
Right.
Had lunch, went shopping, and then came back and the roads were clear. I mean, they were wet, but.
Right.
What a difference a couple of hours made. And just, you know, a few degrees. People who don't really live in this weather, I don't think understand it, but. We that live here, we understand that.
Well, I spent some time down in St. George and then Central Utah a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was just blown away. I mean, after a while, I kind of got used to it. And so when I got back here to Star Valley, I froze.
Mm.
I sat there for 2 nights just freezing.
Yeah. I'm always cold here. It seems like always cold.
It gets right to your bones.
It does. So do you sleep cold or hot?
I like my room cold, but ugh. I have to be warm.
Okay.
I have to be warm. Okay. And so I'll get in and snuggle right up to Megan. Drives her nuts. and sometimes I'll warm up like we have these corn bags, you know, that you put them in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Rice bags. Mm-hmm. And even if it's, you know, it's not real cold outside, I'll warm it up just so it warms the bed up. Because I have to be warm. If I crawl in bed cold, I don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough on me. So
yeah. Do you wear socks to bed?
No, I don't. I don't like them. But I keep thinking that maybe with the diabetes, I'm going to have to start wearing socks.
I knew I officially became old when I had to start wearing socks to bed.
Yeah, that's
Steve wore them way before I did. But he sleeps way cold. He likes it cold, and I have like a space heater next to the bed that.
Mm.
And I have the down comforter, and I just have a lot, and he's like over on the side with like a lightweight thing, and he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's interesting, but I would rather be cold than hot. I will say that. I mean, like, you know, 100 degrees or 10 degrees.
My feeling on that is I feel like you can always
layer
up. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can always get warm when it's cold,
right.
But when it's hot, you can't cool down. I mean, unless you're sitting in the air conditioning somewhere,
right.
It's just, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck in that moment.
Yep.
Of heat, dying, exhaustion.
And the smells, oh my gosh, when you're hot and blah.
I don't know.
I'm really sensitive to smells.
I can see that. I don't know what smells. I don't know what
smells. Oh, I have been on calls with you. That is a lie.
No, I'm saying when it's hot.
Okay.
I agree with smells, but I'm just saying I don't know if smells are different because whether or not the back of the ambulance is hot or cold, you have a GI bleed, it's going to smell the same.
Oh, well, that's very
My very feeling,
true.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Just going to smell like bleedy butt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway.
People.
Enough of that. That's for another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. I think spring's coming. And
I don't know. I think we're going to have a late spring. I kind of disagree with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I look around and...
I hope I'm wrong.
I mean, normally this time of year, our roads are still snow-packed. And I mean, we only have like 6 to 8 inches in the fields, I think. I can see grass coming up.
Oh, see, we have way more snow.
No, dude.
Seriously?
Yeah, I go out, leave from Afton to drive towards Grover and look out there and you can see grass coming up through the snow.
Oh,
normally
wow.
You can't.
Wow.
I know.
Huh.
We have...
We did have a late snow.
We
have
the big snow piles, but on the level, the snow is not what it's normally this time of year.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's because we had so, you know, it snows so late. But that's why I think there'll be a later spring. But I so hope you're right.
Yeah,
I hope
it's
around the corner.
I do too. I normally I'm holding summer off, but I at this point I am ready to roll.
We'll talk in July.
Yeah, in July I'll be praying for snow. I know that.
That's true.
Anyway, yeah, well, it's good to be back. Thankful for our listeners that are tuning into this. Grateful for our sponsors, Star Valley Health. We're grateful for you and EcoLife and SVI Media. Appreciate all you guys doing for us.
That's
right. Keeps us floating.
That's right. And thanks
for
so much.
The two of you that listen to our podcast, thank you.
We're up to three.
Are we three now?
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I think Steve.
Fantastic. Steve and my wife, that's two. Maybe my kids, because I make them. So that's actually four.
Okay, there you go. Well, and I think actually my kids listen too, so we could be up to six.
Six.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, whatever. Floats our boats.
We kind of have a fun topic today. Speaking of things that kind of make you smile a little bit. I mean, we've had some serious podcasts in the past, but today's just going to be a fun one. But
yeah.
Just talking about human powers. Superhuman powers, that is.
Superhuman powers.
If you could have any kind of superhuman power, what would it be? And I mean, I know because ever since I was a kid, I've thought about this.
You have?
Oh, yeah. This has been on my mind a lot in my 48 years on this earth.
So what is it you want?
There's a couple of them. But
I have two.
The two big ones that stand out to me are being invisible.
Okay.
And flying.
Flying's one of mine.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, if I never had to go through TSA, get on a plane again, but I could just close my eyes and be on the East Coast, it could take 10 minutes. I'll even let it be that quick. But, flying. I would love to fly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so even now, you know, maybe 4 or 5 times a year, I have this dream that I can fly. And I've been having it since I was a kid.
Wow.
And the interesting thing is it happens in the same room. I've never been in that room that I know of in my lifetime. Uh-huh. But when I'm having that dream, I'm in the same room.
Wow.
It's kind of a big wooden auditorium with big wooden rafters and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can fly. And I don't, when I fly, it's because I think that I'm going to fly, and I actually lift off the floor, and I can go up to the rafters, and I can go around, and there's generally people in there watching me going, what in the heck? You know, how's that guy doing that? And it's just it is the neatest dream. And I had it not too long ago again.
Wow. Do you make a sound when you're doing it?
No.
Nope. You just kind of zip up and you're
sound,
flying over them?
But now that I think about it, it's kind of evolved over the years. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, when I would have that dream, I felt like out of control. Like I was elevating but I didn't know how to get back down.
Do you flap? Like flap your arms?
Nope.
No, no flapping.
No, but it's almost like the feeling is like I'm going to go for a big jump.
Uh-huh.
And so I use all the same muscles and the energy, but I can slowly lift myself off the ground and I just keep going up. As long as I have that feeling of I'm jumping,
yeah.
I keep elevating.
Oh, and that's cool.
I go up to the rafters and I fly around the chandeliers and I can do it standing up. I can do it like Superman style, belly down type thing.
Yeah.
And I can do it fast. I can go slow, but I can elevate and fly.
Wow. That's cool. Very cool. And it's neat that we have that. We both have that in common. I would love to fly too. That would be just instant. I don't know. I guess.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You made that clear.
I
do.
That I don't know.
I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting there on the mountain looking for deer, hunting in the fall. And I just thought, you know, if I could just elevate and just go up maybe 500 feet.
Mm-hmm.
400 feet, I could see everything around me.
Yeah.
And how cool would that be? You know, I mean,
pretty
poor
cool.
Deer and elk wouldn't have a chance, you know, if I could go up there and just sit in glass, you know, from a 400, 500 foot elevation, I could just find every animal in the hillside, you know, but
and then you come back down and you pinch their little butt, boop boop,
yeah,
and then you shoot him.
And you just, yeah, you take him home and, wow, you're a great hunter. I'm like, yeah, I know.
And you're like, don't have to carry him out. Yeah,
you the just whole fly thing. Him out.
Yeah, you just, that would be pretty cool.
I mean, how cool would that be?
Yeah, that's true. I just think all the time you waste when you do fly, though, you know, but.
Well, yeah.
I would love to fly.
Especially, you know, talking about TSA and stuff. I mean,
ugh.
Gosh, if there was ever something that's there to make your life miserable,
it's
the TSA.
Yeah.
Transportation Safety Administration.
Yes.
The guys and gals in the blue shirts.
So the last time I was flying back from the Azores, which was December, the line in Boston was unreal. Well, I realized that I accidentally butted. I didn't know it was like rapping. Uh-oh. I mean, I still waited 2 hours. But we got to this one spot, and I was in front of a guy, and I was just like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And he goes, "No, you can just stay there." It was this big, tall, black guy, and him and I end up being partners. And we walk together about 8 feet. Have you had this happen? And then the lady with the dog, the German Shepherd, comes around, sniff, sniff, sniff. And him and I are just like busting up a little bit. And then we go on our way. And then both of us had something in our bag that we had to, you know, take everything off.
Ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. I think it was a 2.5 hour thing through TSA. But it is crazy.
You're not alone. We've all been there.
Right. The other superpower I would like is if I could tell if people were telling the truth.
Ooh.
I know, right? I just...
Ooh, I never thought of that.
I just... Oh, can you imagine? I mean, people who murder other people or they don't murder other people. Boop. You know the answer. People that are telling you, no, you don't look fat in those jeans. Boop. You probably look fat in those jeans.
The best judge. You know what I mean? If you had like the superhuman powers.
I know, right?
And you were sitting on the bench overseeing, you know, trials.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool would that be if the population had that kind of faith that, hey, she knows they're lying. I've never thought of that, how cool that would be.
That would be really cool. It would be fun.
You've seen that movie... or the TV show called Lie to Me?
No.
Oh, one of my favorites. It's not on anymore, but it was a guy that studied. He went and lived with a tribe somewhere in Africa, and all they did was study facial expressions.
Oh.
That's all he did for his whole life.
Uh-huh.
And so he became like an FBI profiler, and they'd bring him in on these high cases.
That would be cool.
And all he did was study facial expressions, and so and like gestures of hands and body language, you know, and he could tell when you were lying. And it was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
I just loved that.
I have to watch that series.
Lie to Me.
Lie to Me.
Go look it up. That, he's a famous actor. But I'm trying to remember his name.
I can sometimes tell too.
Can you?
People's,
how?
The look in their eye. I don't know. You just want to kind of be like, oh, shit. You know,
come on now. Oh, totally.
Come on now.
Totally.
That's not the truth. Why are you saying that?
Yeah, totally.
You know? It doesn't make me like or dislike you more or less. I dislike you now because just tell me the truth. Yeah.
Ooh, I never thought of that. I mean, you would never be able to watch like any of the news.
Oh, right.
I mean, it would just, the news is like BS Central anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to get the side that they feel like they want you to, you want to know.
Right.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate the news anymore.
Well, and politics, that I would just like to know because we would have no one in office.
Nobody. Nobody that's honest anyway. I sat there and we don't bring politics into this, but I sat there and watched. It was a clip from Joe Biden when he was in the Senate talking about immigration. And how he was just, you've got to shut the borders and how do we know who's coming in and blah, 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 blah. And then it flipped to where he was the president, you know, and what he's saying. It's night and day.
Yeah.
These people don't know what they feel is right. They, whatever they're, whoever they're standing in front of is who they're going to sing to.
Right. Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That we as a nation cannot do better than this.
Mm-hmm. And the character, you know, or lack of.
Lack of.
Character. That's what I think of when I think of the other guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's the other thing you wanted to talk about?
So I love that. Being able to tell the truth. I think that's a yes. Back to my first one was invisibility.
Okay.
So it kind of plays into your knowing if people are telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So like there are so many things that happen that I would love to just be invisible listening in the corner. Mm. Like for example, I mean, you think about it. So you're invisible. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you just walk into the Pentagon, you know, and you yeah. walk up to executive whoever room, the one where you're double classified, you know,
uh-huh.
and you just sit there and listen to these guys, you know, mm-hmm. so you're there and you really know what's going on, you
right.
know, so whether you're there listening when they took down Osama bin Laden, you know, or mm-hmm. whatever, but it would be so interesting for me to go, yeah. I want to be invisible and I want to go into these meetings, these top level secretive meetings, and
CIA.
I want to know CIA,
FBI,
yep. and I want to go, okay, well, you're full of mm-hmm. crap, you're lying. And then I'll appear before the Senate judiciaries, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. with my video camera and say,
you're invisible.
But the thing is, here's
but then it works.
Here's the my video camera will work even though it's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing is, so let's just say that I was invisible and I did show up in one of their top secret meetings and I did video them mm-hmm. doing whatever. Nothing happens to them.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't happen. They're no. untouchable.
Nope.
How many times did Hillary Clinton lose her laptop and delete the files and all that crap?
Right.
If you and I did that, even in my county job, I'd be done.
Sure.
Yeah. Buried.
Yeah.
Buried.
Yeah.
Let alone being the president of the United States' wife and then the right. secretary of whatever she was. Fight. What was she?
She's secretary of state?
It was something like that.
I don't know what.
I've tried to forget.
I have really tried to forget both of those two.
So do I. But what I'm saying is it's just, it's so interesting to me that the, and then like the FBI, the Senate trial and hearings, you know, mm-hmm. and they just, it doesn't matter if they're lying.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
You lie under oath, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you're the president of the United States and you did not have sexual relationships with that girl.
That's right.
Nothing happens.
That's right.
So, it's a sad state of America that
it's so
our
sad.
Leaders lie and nothing happens.
But as we know, we're here for our own choices.
We are.
And accountability.
We are. And thank heavens the Lord's going to come back and fix that. So we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to stress about it. But also like invisibility. So I would love right now to be invisible sitting behind my daughter in class. You know what I mean? I want to see. I mean, I feel like my kids are good kids, and mm-hmm. I know they're good kids, you know?
Right.
But I would love to just be there
mm-hmm.
until she thinks that nobody's watching, and then I would just appear. Oh, hi. Hi, girls. How you doing? You know?
Yeah.
I'm always here watching.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, sneak into the... I think the thing that appeals to me is just being there without anybody knowing you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I love right. that idea.
Yeah.
Like the coolest thing that ever happened on Harry Potter's was the invisibility cloak.
Okay.
That was the coolest thing ever.
I am just not a Harry Farter.
Harry Farter? You're not a Harry Farter?
No, I'm not. Really not a Harry Potter person.
It's because you don't have little girls living at your home.
Okay.
That's why.
My kids are, though.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's great.
Of course your kids are.
Yeah, but
I would not be a Harry Potter, Harry Farter either. But I have kids living at home.
Yeah.
And so if dad's going to watch any TV, it's going to mm-hmm. be what the kids want. And we're going to watch Harry Potter.
And I tried to read the books. And
ooh, not me.
I did. I was like, come on now. But maybe I should
try
it again.
That would be like Ambien. For me, I'd pick up a Harry Potter book and I'd probably be asleep in the introduction. I wouldn't know what to even do with
it. But I loved like Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Oh, the books were so good.
And
the movies.
The Hunger Games.
I do too.
Just, it made me Katniss. So mad. I just get so mad at that president guy.
Yeah.
I just hated him. And so when that when movies elicit that kind of hatred, it's not good for
no,
me.
No, that's not good for you.
I don't do well with the hatred
no.
stuff.
No, you don't.
But anyway, so the invisibility thing was always big for me.
That's cool.
And then the being able to fly, mm-hmm. obviously like you.
Yep, those are our two superpowers.
What was your second? You said
it was the truth.
Oh, the truth. That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. So telling the truth, I have to think about that more because that would be very similar to my invisibility. Because that would be the reason why I would want to be invisible is so that I could glean the truth from people and just kind of see how people act when they think nobody is around. I love that idea.
Or as people lie, their nose really does grow, like Pinocchio. You know,
that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my word. Could you imagine our politicians? They wouldn't even be able to walk in a room.
No, it would be longer.
They'd have
than
to have a stretched limo just to get their nose in there.
Oh boy.
And I'm not picking on one side of the aisle or the other. I mean, I'm both any politician, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. It's when you're just used to singing the tune to whoever is in front of you. That's a sad state.
Kissing the babies, petting the puppies.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Okay, so I have another one for you.
I've got another one, too.
What's yours?
No, you first.
Okay. If you had 15 minutes of fame, which you're around famous people, so
I have been.
And so I don't know that for you it's like for me.
Yeah, but I've never had anybody screaming for me. I've been on stage when they're screaming for my uncle or my dad's and aunts, you know, but I've never had them going, I've never had that experience.
Okay, so what would it be that you would want that experience to be? Like, what event or whatever for 15 minutes? Let me tell you mine while you're thinking.
Yeah, I'd love that, yeah.
Okay, so I would like to be at Live Aid in 85.
Okay.
Right with Freddie.
Okay.
Because I love Queen, you know that.
Oh, absolutely, Freddie Mercury.
And there were so many incredible people there.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life.
And I would like to have a vocal moment because I can't sing.
With Queen?
Yes.
You want your vocals with Queen?
For 15 minutes. Yeah, you bet. You bet.
We will not let him go.
But I think, I was thinking, we
will rock you. Oh, yeah. So you want to sing that with Freddie?
Yeah. I think that would be a moment. And then just all the other people there watching him.
I could dig
Bowie,
that.
Bowie, McCartney.
Paul McCartney?
Yep.
Okay.
You two, Jagger, Dylan, the Cars.
And they're all worshiping the ground you walk on? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I really think...
Because you're there with Freddie Mercury.
Well, I just think Queen was one of the top at that event.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Well, they were definitely high.
Oh, yes. In okay, I don't want to be high, though. I want to just be doing this on my own, like, you know.
But I have a feeling...
Hyperness.
I have a feeling that... But when you're up there, being high just exacerbates.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't think you'd be able to pull your head out of the clouds. You'd be so on top of the world with everybody. Paul McCartney screaming for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was... I just think that would have been... a cool event. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's so many more, but 1.5 billion people watched that.
Yeah.
That in 85?
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. It would have just been cool. I can see
that. So that would be like, that's like a dream almost that you have.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
I'll just be totally drenched after and just...
What are you wearing in 85 on stage with Freddie Mercury?
Oh, fringe, for sure. Like leather.
Fringe? Do you have something around your head? You have like headband?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you playing an instrument or do you just got a...
Oh, for sure.
What instrument are you playing?
I'm playing guitar.
Okay.
Yep. I'm playing the guitar and
I love it.
Or the drums because I did play the drums when I was younger and...
But you couldn't interact with Freddie Mercury on the drums.
Exactly.
Because he played the piano a lot too, though.
Exactly. And I don't. The piano's okay if I don't.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But
fascinating.
Yeah. What about you? 15 minutes of fame. You don't have to be with your family. It can just be you.
So I have this. This is interesting that you asked that. So I have this thing at night where I lay in bed and I close my eyes. And I call it my feel good time, and I go to my happy place, and I run through scenarios, and oftentimes you come out looking like a hero, you know? So one of the things that I used to fall asleep thinking about is, you remember again, this is going to get political, but I try not to, but the Benghazi thing where Hillary Clinton left those people to die in Benghazi.
That makes me angry.
Me too. And then she lied about it.
Yeah. Well,
and covered it up. But I have this thing of being able to dress up like a Navy SEAL, mm-hmm. and have a group of guys that I would call brothers, and we fly in under the cover of blackness in a Black Hawk, mm-hmm. land on the top of Benghazi, and we just lay waste.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
I mean, absolutely.
Even though I don't want to shoot a person, but
I would.
Yeah.
When they're shooting American soldiers,
yeah.
sign me up 15 mm-hmm. ways from Sunday, mm-hmm. and drop me into the hot zone. So, like, I look at my wife's grandpa, who was shot on Iwo Jima on day 3.
Wow.
And of course my grandpa, and then my grandpa's brothers, who was one of the original frogmen of World War II. And my other grandpa's brother, they're from Star Valley, who was on the Arizonan when it got hit in Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
And so, you know, I have this dream of being, it's like you, like 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Those guys did the real fame.
They,
you know,
sure
what
did.
I mean?
They sure did.
They did the real service to the country.
The real heroes.
Granted, Freddie Mercury was dang cool, but he did not save the world from the Nazis.
No, he did not.
You know, and so I look at my wife's grandpa and then my grandpa and his brothers, and I'm like, wow, you guys are the real your mm-hmm. heroes in life.
Right.
You know, but I see what you're saying. And I mean, there's no way that they're ever going to let me dress up as a Navy SEAL and drop me in a war zone.
15 minutes. Unless, and you could be in and out of there in 15 minutes.
Well, I know, but even if I could convince the Pentagon to say, okay, look, I'm 48 years old. You need a distraction.
Okay.
Drop me in the middle of Iraq or wherever you need me to, and I will just take out as many people as I can, and they're going to get me, and I'll die. You know, that's fine. But let me give my life for America so that my buddies that are the real SEALs can get mm-hmm. in and take the job. You know, if I have to dress up like in a fluorescent orange deer hunting suit and run around Iraq, Baghdad, you know, screaming.
I don't think they'll make you wear orange. I think
God bless America.
Sure.
You know, whatever distraction I need to do, mm-hmm. I'm all for it. But if I could just go down and like have my grandkids think of me the way I think of my grandpa.
You bet.
You know what I mean?
You bet. Yeah.
But other than that, I would have to say and I think I've said this before, but if AC/DC called me.
Yeah, you have.
so they're touring again. They've just announced their Power Up tour. I mean, uh-huh. those guys are 60s and 70 years old.
Sure.
But Cliff Burton, who is their bass player, is not going to play with them.
Mm. So you're going to.
Well, I'm just saying that
if
Angus Young called me up and said, hey, Travis, we need a bass player for the Power Up tour. Are you in? I mean, I would quit my county job tomorrow. I would quit being an EMT. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even imagine the rush of just having 16 Marshall amps stacked behind you and mm-hmm. hitting that low E on your bass. Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Where all your hair just kind of moves forward at the same time. Mm-hmm. And people are just screaming, like losing their mind, screaming, blood coming out of their eyes, mm-hmm. eardrums bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think that would be...
Just like when you go to a really good concert and you're just totally into it because you can just feel the vibrations.
So my dad, he tells this great, crazy story. It was in the height of their career, like 1972. They were in England.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing for this. And he said, son, he just said, son, his words were exactly, it was so loud. He's like, it's hard to explain that level of loudness unless you've experienced. But it's where every muscle and bone in your body are buzzing.
Wow.
He said, it's so loud. I mean, mm-hmm. we all had earplugs in, mm-hmm. but he said, I would scream into the microphone and everything was so loud and I could not hear myself scream into the microphone. And so he said, the brothers and I, we actually stopped on stage. And he said, we stopped for about 10 seconds. We stopped playing. Everything just went nothing. And we could not tell the difference.
Wow.
He's like, there was just pandemonium in there. And he said, and we could have just stood there And he said that it was just deafening and numbing at the same time. Wow. The sound levels.
That's so cool.
Pretty cool. But I think that. I think your Freddie Mercury is right there. The other one that I would love to have, and just as we're kind of closing here, but kind of with you knowing if they're lying, I would like to have the telepathy to be able to know what you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
To know, is Mary Jo really digging what I'm saying here, or does she think this is stupid? You know what I mean? I would love that, because there are people that I talk to that I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you anymore, because I can clearly see on your face that you're not interested in what
because
I see.
They're lying.
They're lying. They're deceitful. Maybe they're thinking about their phone. Maybe they're thinking about Taylor. Maybe they're thinking about Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. You know?
Oh, please.
Right. Gag.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think that would be another thing that I would really dig.
Yeah. So. I agree. I was thinking there was one that was kind of like your going in and the Benghazi. And I also would like to, if I could do some kind of research that was fun research.
Right.
And like really nip it in the butt with cancer.
Oh my
God. No, for real.
Could you imagine?
Because I like science. I like that stuff.
Oh my God.
Why did I not
sit
in my science class? Why did I not take more science?
Why didn't you?
I don't know.
Why didn't you figure that out? That's something that
maybe my grandkids would do.
You have to wonder, you know, are we 10 years away?
I hope.
Are we 5 years away? Who knows?
I know we're better than 20 years ago.
Same thing with diabetes, you know? Are we close? Can we figure this crap out so that I can eat a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
And a shake. Everyone, thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys. Again, thanks to Star Valley Health. We couldn't do this without your support.
That's right. Thanks, Duke, for helping us and everything.
EcoLife, SVI Media, Dal and Dan, just appreciate all you guys.
We do.
Again, coming to you from the home of SBI Media, this is Why Your Story Podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are
Why Your Story.
Take care. God bless, everyone.
Have a great, wonderful day.